Good morning. Today is 21st of December 2018. We welcome you to IGSL Morning Podcast. Indian shares ended a lackluster session slightly lower on Thursday as weak global cues prompted investors to book some profits after sharp gains in the last seven sessions. World markets tumbled as the Fed's commitment to tighten monetary policy, despite rising risks to growth, added to investor worries about slowing global growth. The Fed on Wednesday raised interest rates for the fourth time in a year and signaled it still expects to hike rates twice in the first half of next year, despite mounting economic headwinds. Local markets ended well off their day's lows as oil prices resumed declines on demand concerns and the rupee recovered from an early dip to trade at 69.89 against the dollar in afternoon trade. BSE Sensex fell more than 250 points in early trade before seeing significant recovery to end the session down 52 points. Nifty ended down 15 points. Vedanta, Wipro, Bharati Airtel, SBI and Grasim dropped 2-3% while Hero MotoCorp, UPL, BPCL, HPCL and Yes Bank climbed 2-4%. PNB, SBI and Indian Bank fell 1-2% after the government said it would make additional capital infusion in the public sector banks during the current fiscal. ONGC approves 4,022 crore rupees share buyback with the record date of January 4, 2019. Aquestive and Indivire said they would file a petition with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit for hearing on the ruling to vacate the preliminary injunction that enjoined Dr. Reddy's from launching its generic buprenorphine, naloxone sublingual film. Bharati Airtel's board approved sale of up to 59.12 crore equity shares, representing 32% stake of Bharati Infratel owned by the company to its arm Netel Infrastructure Investments. Coal India said it would pay interim dividend of 7 rupees and 25 paise per share aggregating to 4,500 crore rupees to its shareholders with an implied dividend yield of 3%. The company has fixed December 31st as the record date. Infosys appointed Nilanjan Roy as company chief financial officer with effect from March 1, 2019, while Jayesh Sangrajka will be the deputy CFO from the same date. Boss said it would close Karnataka's Bidadi plant on December 28 and 29 due to reduction in volumes. Tata Motors partners with Zoomcar to deploy 500 electric vehicles in Pune. Container Corporation to give one free share for every 4 held. Market view. Nifty started day on subdued note as gap down opening of 82 was witnessed and index opened at 10,885 levels. Market sentiment was dented in early trade as Fed raised interest rate and also raised concern of global slowdown in its overnight meeting. But index after testing low of 10,880 levels, recovered quite strongly and recouped most of its lost ground while closing with loss of just 15 points at 10,951 levels. In yesterday's session, index formed fifth consecutive bullish candle on daily chart. Nifty also gave second consecutive closing above 100 DMA and 10,950 levels. In upswing from low of 10,000 levels, index has managed to recover more than 50% of its fall from 11,710 levels. For short term, bullish momentum remains strong but trader needs to be cautious at the psychological levels of 11,000. Immediate resistance is at 11,010 and 11,080 levels while lower levels of 10,920 and 10,850 could act support. For further details refer IGSL Market Insight report on InVentureGrowth.com. Download and trade with IGSL mobile app for live trade notifications. Have a profitable day.